Want to listen to next week's episode of Critical Hit a week early? Want access to original art, character sheets, and a look at what's coming next on Critical Hit? Then head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers today and become a $5 per month or higher member. Your small monthly contribution not only gets you access to Critical Hit episodes commercial-free, your monthly support keeps this show going strong. So, take a moment right now and check out what we have to offer by going to patreon.com/majorspoilers. We have free stuff on our Patreon page as well, like Matthew's monthly Why Do You Hate Me feature, as well as opportunities for you to pick comics that we review on our other podcasts. If you're already a patron, I want to thank you so much for your support. And for those of you who have not become patrons, I hope we see you soon at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Hit a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading and checking us out this week. We are back to bring you more adventures in the Void Saga game from Rodrigo.
Void Saga.
Hey, Rodrigo, what's going on?
Hey, man.
What kind of tricks do you have up your sleeve for us this week?
On Critical Hit. Oh. I have all kinds of tricks.
Oh.
Mostly fun ones.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll see.
Not like that devilish. Yeah, we'll watch me pull my thumb off my hand and move it around and steal your nose. Those are the terrible tricks.
Yeah. Make a lady disappear into a box and freak out Cindy Brady for the rest of her life.
Yep, none of those tricks. So,
On Critical Hit.
My God.
You paused. I thought it was time.
He's trying to get ahead of the delay.
We are so bad at this.
What did happen last time on Critical Hit?
And we got turned
down. We got told no.
Yes, we talked to a god, which we never get to do.
Yeah, and we did really poorly.
We didn't do any worse than our competition as far as
that's true.
We know.
We have certainly done worse when speaking with gods.
That's true. I mean, yeah. We went to the embodiment of neutrality who decided
I'm going to be neutral. Yeah.
And we're like, well, what about this? He's like, no.
He's like, what part of I'm going to be neutral did you not understand?
Well, what if we gave you tasty kale smoothies? And he's like, no.
Well, he was like, I will pay you for your tasty kale smoothies, but I still will not be not neutral.
Right.
That sounds right. So, our adventurers head back to their headquarters with nothing to show. There's been some amount of information that they have gathered. So we'll pick up at disembark in Rutile Island.
We disembark at Rutile Island.
Okay.
I think Steven just mentioned this idly, but were we going to even consider the question of could there be another ship, or was that something that we decided to just shoot down?
I asked, and it was said no, that there wasn't. Okay.
Yeah, it seems like it's a pretty complex mechanism.
Yeah. Or at least, Otto didn't.
It's supposedly one of a kind.
Yeah.
Right, because of the unobtainium.
If it isn't one of a kind, then we know who the spy is.
What? Do we?
I mean, there's only one person who's able to build this thing. Like, if there's a second ship, the only person who could have made the solenoid?
Solenoid
is Pistonella, the engineer.
Unless somebody stole her research.
What if somebody stole her like schematics?
Espionage in a D&D game.
I know it's
still
that was last season.
Yeah. We still really don't have enough information to go pointing fingers.
No.
We don't have any information. All right. Did we have a plan for our next step after the Bronze Prince? I know there had been a couple of names floated.
Yes, my current order list is Gamma, Oridon, Aranko, and Mesco.
attorneys at law. Have you been injured in a celestial schism?
Yeah. Gamma is the Toad's Boardwalk, and Oridon is the Dwarf. Those are the two that are the highest likelihood for us right now. Or not likelihood, but...
Because we think we can deal with Gamma because gambling. And we could get a head out of it. And I mean that literally, as opposed to, you know, ahead of the game.
I mean, it's not like we've ever gambled with high stakes and lost terribly.
You shut your face hole.
Yeah, well, and then we could just go with the plan B from last time, which is, we lost. All right, time to turn this into a stealing mission.
Fight time! Yeah. Well, between the two of us, we got the fighting and the stealing, and Randus has the brainin', and Orym has the lovely hair. Ket is the sixth ranger. I'm saying I think we need to get into character. I'm going to be in character now.
How am I still the sixth ranger?
You're always the sixth
ranger. I know I'm always the sixth ranger, but half the cast has been here less time than I have.
It's baked into the character.
You can be the chick.
Yeah, you could.
I'll happily trade.
Randus is a green ranger. Sikar is a black ranger.
Little Sparkle's the chick?
I don't know.
Was a chick.
Came from an egg.
I know, right? According to the TV Trips page, I am the chick. Because, you know, I am the female player.
Oh.
Your lack of a Y chromosome does not make your character the chick.
Yeah.
I would say that your character is like, ooh, she's
Yeah. In the Planeteers, Mati's the chick, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. It's true.
I mean, if we're talking the last season, I would call Little Sparkle definitely the Lancer, because even though she was almost kind of leading us from place to place, she was always, you know, somebody. But then again, who's our leader? Do we have a leader? Well, it's certainly not me.
Maybe that's what we're lacking.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
We have a smart guy. We have a big guy.
It's a whole team of six rangers.
Right. That's what we have. I call go on wings. I will be two six rangers.
All right.
Okay. I'm serious, too.
Anyway... you guys get off a boat
on critical hit.
What do you do?
How long has it been since we, rested or anything? Are we at a point where?
No, I would say you guys had your meeting pretty early in the morning.
Okay.
So, and you guys pretty much just picked up and left right after, right?
Yep.
That seems to be the case.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's probably at the latest, it's probably like early afternoon.
But we did wake up at like 3 a.m.
Right.
That is true. So you might be tired, but you're definitely well within your functional range.
Well, that was disappointing.
Could have been worse.
Oh, it certainly could have been, but I suppose.
We still have an objective for Oridon.
Yeah, exactly.
At the very least. And we may be able to still turn the Bronze Prince to our favor, depending on how things go.
Yeah, now just a race to try to make sure that we win so that he lands on our side.
Or a race to push
to lose one so that he balances the scales by landing on our side.
I was saying more we convince, we somehow get him attacked by the opposing team.
He's a god. He might see through that.
I also think that it's extremely dangerous to try and manipulate that, but if it should happen,
by, you know, no fault of ourselves, that would be different.
I mean, we have a spy master.
Yeah, it's that's true. We should try to get someone on his island along with the rest of the people they'll be taking in for their new glorious utopia that I hope we haven't screwed up too badly.
How badly could we have damaged it? Honestly, if they listen to all of our advice, they'll be in such a contradictory fashion that they won't be able to damage anyone, so it'll be fine.
Well, I guess let's check in with everyone, see if there's anything new here.
Do we think we could set off for our next destination today, or shall we wait for morning?
I think we should wait, if nothing else, that it might... how fast we travel can become obvious.
A good point.
That was my thinking as well. What do we have to do here at this point?
we've already
reported to Sarza.
Yeah, I was going to check back in with Saloth and mention the project going on the Hexagon so that we can try to get someone there when they start taking recruits. And then, yeah, I guess we can just maybe check in with Pistonella to see if she has anything maintenance she needs to do.
We can see if Barrett's pulled up any more information on anybody.
I'm just waiting for it.
What?
You know how people say never separate the party and how we always separate the party? Yeah. I'm just waiting for it.
It's not like we'll get attacked by ninjas or anything.
I'm going to punch you.
Brian, what did I... He can hear you.
Yes, let's go talk to everybody and let's get ready to get back on the mission. And time is of the essence, and we don't want to waste too much of it.
All right. So where does everybody go?
I will go visit Saloth.
I will go with her.
Okay.
Sure, we'll just all go.
Okay, the whole party goes to see Saloth. You
try to enter the door all at the same time.
Yep. You enter his tower, and he's at his desk looking at some paperwork. Hello.
How's it going?
It's going all right, I suppose. How's it going with you?
Probably going to head towards the Toad's Boardwalk. Wanted to let you know that the Hexagon Towers is going to be taking recruits in soon, and that you should probably have someone in with them.
Oh, that's good to know.
And that, yeah, if you want to send someone with us to drop off at the boardwalk, we can do that.
No, that's all right. I've got another angle there.
Does that person have any information on what's going on there?
Not so far. It's kind of difficult to get information out of that place.
Why is that?
Apparently it's very distracting.
What do you mean? Just because there's lots to do?
Because,
or like supernaturally distracting?
I don't know. I just know that we have not gotten as many reports from our agents there as I would like.
Well, maybe I'll have more insights once we've been there.
Anything else going on?
She'll, like, look at Orym.
We were attacked by ninjas.
I did hear about that.
Do you know who might be behind it?
No, I don't know of any secret Eladrin monasteries. Were they all Eladrin?
We only know of the one.
But considering that the rest of them disintegrated, I assume that they're all Eladrin, unless things disappear into flowers.
I mean gnomes, but...
Those would be some really tall gnomes.
Yeah, they're a little tall.
Stack of gnomes in a coat. That was out of character, by the way. I'm shutting up now.
Nope, that is a quandary. Especially how they managed to set up an ambush at a place where nobody knew you were going to.
Yeah, that's the thing that's really bugging us.
Hmm. And what have you come up with so far?
Not much. Possibility that we've been scryed on, that our magical pool was intercepted in some fashion. Or that, you know, someone here is betraying us.
Right. Or straight up dumb luck.
That seems to be the least likely.
I still don't believe that the drow weren't involved.
The one that we did briefly talk to seemed rather relieved when we took the mask off, so I'm not ruling out that they were not under someone else's control.
An interesting theory. I just assumed he was relieved that he was able to die as opposed to, I don't know, being interrogated.
Well, I will say this. Rutile Island is naturally resistant to scrying. So it's not impossible to scry here, but it's very difficult. That said, given the players involved in this whole thing, I'm sure they can find a way to do it. As far as there being a mole here, it's possible, but it would also be difficult. Really, as far as we know, only some senior staff have the capability to cast a sending ritual. And everybody else is under some amount of supervision. And we don't ship people out very often either. So if you consider the quickness with which somebody would have had to take that information, leave the island, go somewhere else and pass it on, it would have been very difficult. I'm not saying a mole is not a possibility, but again, if we have a mole, you can't look for standard means of communication. If we have a mole, then there's something else going on.
So what would your operating theory be?
My operating theory is that whoever it is, whether they're scrying or there's a mole or there's somebody else going or there's something else going on, is sinking considerable resources into spying on our operation. So
what if they're just trying to spread a wide net?
How so? You think they...
What if they figured out the same gods that we have? You know, got some of the similar information and are sending teams to...
that is also possible.
Expect us to attempt.
I suppose that is also a possibility. Which really doesn't conflict with my with what I'm saying here. If somebody has the ability to put he motions to all of you, fairly capable, right? hit squad in how many islands are we looking at?
Guessing about 6 of them.
Sure.
There's the 10, right? So I'm assuming there's a few that they're probably just going to ignore.
Right. So if they have that capability, then we are still dealing with someone with considerable resources.
Right.
I guess what I'm saying is very frequently in spycraft, you can... get a lot of information from people that are just looking for a payout, and it doesn't even have to be that big. It just have to be something in addition to what they're already making. But whatever's happening here is...
It's not opportunistic.
That is correct. It is a... I would say there's a possibility that it is a direct opposition to what we're doing, or a direct opposition to possibly what all the gods are trying to accomplish. This idea of getting control of the situation. There are parties that don't want that, presumably, to happen. And lastly, you can't rule out the possibility, seeing as how some of you have made powerful enemies in the Astral Sea, that it is in fact a concerted effort against one of you personally.
Exciting.
Something we hadn't considered.
Why do I feel like all eyes are on me right now?
I mean, I've been wondering if there's a possibility that it's easier for, say, Asmodeus to scry on you.
Yeah, I was going to check with Guy after we were done with this.
I'm also still not ruling out the possibility that this is in some way related to Corlon and whatever it was that caused him to not side with the deal at the party.
You think it's something more than just a generally feckless nature?
Yeah, I mean, I think he might want to buy time to deal with this research facility.
Our reports would contradict that, although I suppose not entirely. There seem to be significant resources coming into Eldral Ale, as though they were, hunkering down.
Maybe something he had in play ahead of time, but who knows? We just don't have enough information.
It's possible that Corlon's clerics are preparing for the worst, but there really does not seem to be a lot of activity coming out. If anything, they are consolidating forces at this stage. That said, we can't keep track of every boat that leaves the city.
Thank you for your insights.
Anytime.
Is there anyone we should look into when we get to the boardwalk for you?
No, I would prefer that you didn't, because in the process you might give away their cover. I'll deal with the choke it information in my own way when I get some time. The fact that you all are going there means that you will probably gather whatever information would be most relevant very quickly.
Thank you again.
No problem. It goes back to work.
Where to next?
Did you say you wanted to go see Pistonella?
Yeah, I just think it's usually probably a good idea to have her check in on the ship while we're here.
Okay.
You guys go see Pistonella. She is in her shop. Clang, 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 clang.
Well, tap her on the shoulder to get her attention, since presumably she did not hear us come in.
Yep. Oh, hey, hold this. Like, hands you a wrench and pulls out a different wrench. What are you guys up to?
Back in for the overnight before we head back out. Wanted to see if there's anything you wanted to do with the ship.
I suppose I should go look it over. Just in case. Why, do you guys do anything to it?
No.
Not
this time.
That we know of.
She starts, getting her tools together.
Cool. Thanks.
Yep, see you later. And she just leaves you in the shop.
Ah, good. Let's build something.
Well, who else did we need to check in with?
Barrett.
Okay. Let's go see Barrett.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys go to the library?
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
So the library is where the scrying pool is, correct?
Yeah. So there are basically, when it comes to senior staff, there are four buildings where they hang out.
Mm-hmm.
The library and Pixo's study are both in the same place, and between them is the scrying pool.
Okay.
The machine shop and the armory are both also in the same building. And then kind of across the way from that is Sarsa's office. And then way back at the edge of the island or at the edge of the campus is Salat's tower.
So pretty much everyone has access to this scrying pool.
Yeah. Okay. And when you guys are out, you know that they'll post somebody there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, might as well just do a twice over on this end and...
Yeah, sure.
Make sure nothing seems off.
You two go do your thing. Right. I'm going to go speak with our nice librarian lady.
Okay. So Orim and Randus stay back and everybody else goes to the library.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds right.
Okay.
They'll play smart cop, well-conditioned cop.
You can both give me an arcana check or a religion check if you feel that would be better.
38 with a low roll of 4.
Yep. That's where we're at nowadays.
34.
I mean, you guys really don't see anything off about it.
Okay. Are there any of the other, like, last time we called in, there was somebody else who answered the scry.
Yeah.
Who was, do we see that person around?
Yeah, I think it was, I think last time it was a librarian.
Ah, okay. I motion over for that person to come over.
Okay. Comes over. Hello.
Hi, how are you? I'm Orm. This is Randus.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
You may remember I think you picked up the last time when we were communicating.
Right.
Are you stationed here all the time to answer the...
No, we have a rotating schedule, and usually we only have somebody here if you guys are out.
Oh, okay. So do you know of anyone else who's been using this to communicate outside the island? Have you seen anyone using this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. But, I mean, other people could come in and use this to contact other people, correct? Not just us.
No. This is tied to your ship.
Oh,
so
okay. All right.
This is the... I mean, it is, like, and he, like, splashes around in it. It is a pool of water, so if you know a ritual to use a pool of water to contact something else, you could use it because it's also a functional pool of water. Mm-hmm. But activating it will only contact the Don's Arena.
Okay.
But if you did that, there's probably, I don't know, you could do it with a water bowl or something.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, no problem.
Just kind of shrug at Randus.
Okay.
I mean, unless someone else is listening in or, you know. This is pretty open space.
Yeah. I don't know.
We can't pull up the call records on this thing.
I suppose not.
Nope.
I don't got any better idea of how any of our... Or just how our general locations would have been known.
Yeah, and I mean, if someone was listening to us, there's only two ways they could listen to us. Someone on the ship, someone here.
Yeah. Or just anyone anywhere else just using any number of scrying abilities.
That's true, unless there's something else on the island. You don't have a way of detecting wide-ranging scrying pools, right? I mean, you don't have the ability to detect how many others might be on this island. It's...
I mean, you do. It's, you know...
Just an arcana check?
Yeah, you're like standard detect magic type shenanigans.
Hmm. All right.
If you guys wanted to do a sweep of the island, you could.
All right.
Do we want to sweep the island?
Yeah, let's sweep the island. Let's just see.
Okay.
We'll see what we can come up with. Is there like an observatory place nearby that we could see? You've already described all the buildings besides Salath's tower. But is there a way to get on top of the library or on top of another building?
No, the highest place would be Salath's tower.
Hmm. Do you want to go back over there?
I suppose we could.
All right. We'll go back over there and climb up on find an observation deck or something.
Okay. Well, we'll cover that here in a second. Okay. So the rest of you go to the library?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
When you enter the library, you see that Baird is there, some of our librarians are there, and Sarza is also there.
Ooh. Enter Team Smooth featuring Sikar.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Any more trouble?
No.
Just the one attack.
Oh, said couldn't get an agreement, but it was no kind of hard feelings. He's just going to be got a neutrality and stay all neutral.
That's unfortunate, but we were prepared for that eventuality.
Oh, how so?
I meant emotionally.
Oh.
Well,
so yeah, I think the next step is the boardwalk. So we were checking in to see if we had any more intel on that. That could be useful.
All right. Well, I'll let you talk to Barrett. I'll be in my office if you need anything.
Sounds good.
And Tarza exits. And Barrett turns to you. So what do you need help with?
Oh, just if you had any briefings on what to expect from the Toad's Boardwalk.
Well, our current research says that within the Toad's Boardwalk, Gamma's church, palace, maybe, it's called the Pool of Deadly Ambition. And it should be right at the center of the island. So I don't really have a lot more information for you other than that.
Are there any, I guess, I don't know, ambient effects we should be aware of?
Well, Gamma's a god of poison, so if you have any means to combat being poisoned, you might think about that.
Maybe we can get Randus to whip something up.
Yeah, I'd say he should be able to brew something along those lines.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea to be prepared.
I say after our last spat, it probably wouldn't be a good idea, or probably would be a good idea to be prepared for poison no matter where we go.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about that.
That was
very
rough.
Very distressing.
Very well prepared.
Yeah. Impressive.
Well, I guess it's the big time, so the stakes are high and the danger is real.
Thank you for the advice.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah. Sorry that I couldn't provide more, but we're sort of simultaneously trying to do a little bit of research on everything, so this is all we could find so far.
Makes sense. And just reminding us that about the God of Poison thing is well worth it.
Yeah. Our current plan is to go to Oridon after this. So if you want to focus a couple people that direction, it might help.
All right.
Yeah. And we probably will sit down and figure out a better list and see if we can help make your jobs easier or at least more focused.
I would welcome that.
I will have something for you before we leave tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to head to my quarters.
Have a nice little chat with Guy?
Yeah. I'm going to sit down and look at what we've got on the other gods, too, to see if we can figure out this list, if you want to help with that.
Sure. Be happy to.
All right. So when you guys walk out of the library, Randus and Orym aren't there anymore.
Oh, where'd they go?
I'm not even going to bother to ask.
Well, fair enough. I'll leave a note on their quarters saying prep for poison so that whenever they do show back up, we can, you know, get Randus on that.
Okay. So Ket and Little Sparkle go to the barracks?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the car doing?
That's a good question. What sort of trouble can I get into? Or should I go along with them?
Couldn't hurt to go along just because, you know, it's more input.
Okay. I'll just accompany them. Team Smooth featuring Cigar.
All right. Well, we'll catch up with you here in a second. So in the meantime, Salath has allowed Orym and Randus to go all the way to the top of his tower.
Ooh.
It is. It's not, you know, super tall. It's maybe like, you know, like a 6-story building. Mm-hmm. But it does give you a good view of the island.
Uh-huh. Do we immediately notice any structures that are outside of the campus area?
Yes.
Oh? What do we notice?
There's something that probably used to be a handful of houses of some kind.
Hmm.
And you also notice a big pond that has what looks to be a small like cabin by it and a dock.
I think we need to perform a little magic sight here.
All right.
Randus.
So what are you guys trying to do?
Trying to detect if there's, you know, any magical sources that are out of the ordinary. So for example, if we were to, you know, look, we would obviously see the scrying. We would obviously see probably the library have a set of magic. I would expect each of the buildings to have, each of the main campus buildings to have some kind of arcane energy in them. But if there's anything outside of that that looks odd or out of place or doesn't register correctly, we want to be able to detect that.
Okay. And what are you doing to detect that?
Well, you said we could just use an arcana check, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'll pull a little gem out of my robe. It's a little round gem. And I'll hold it up to my eye. And I'll see if I can detect anything.
Okay.
26.
Yep. There's still a lot of like ambient energy from all of the awakenings.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of seems to interfere, which honestly is probably, you know, to you guys' favor if you're concerned about basically something spying on you. This like excess energy probably makes it a little harder.
Okay. But nothing lights up for me.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, it all kind of looks like white noise.
Okay. All right. Well, I just nothing out of the ordinary. Randus, do you have something that you might be able to check?
Could I make some sort of antenna or something to broadcast some sort of magical signal? And see if I get any kind of like feedback or anything.
Okay.
Ooh, nat 20, 54.
Good job. Wow.
Oh, man.
At least I didn't disappear from existence.
There you go. Randus disappears from existence.
Well.
So, Randus builds an antenna. And probably with like a little earpiece to broadcast stuff out. And
a few dials to adjust the strength and frequency and whatnot. And...
Yep. So he starts broadcasting and is monitoring for feedback and just kind of finds that there's sort of this, like, it's not a dead spot necessarily, but like I said, there's kind of all this, like, ambient radiation that sort of degrades the signal, but there's kind of a spot where it doesn't, and it kind of gets through clearly. And as Randus is listening, he hears, "Who is this?"
I guess I'll try to make something where it broadcast my voice and
You can whip that up pretty easily.
This is Randus?
Yeah, I know.
What? Someone.
Oh, what? Oh.
Hello?
What is a Randus? Is that your name?
Yes, that'd be my name.
What are you?
Human?
Why are you using this frequency?
Just trying to check on some things. Who is this?
This is Thien.
Thien.
That's one of the gods, Randus.
Oh, hi. We're emissaries from... Arathis. We've been making some diplomatic journeys, trying to find supporters for his proposal.
And you decided to use my special arcane frequency to contact me and tell me that?
No, that was just a happenstance. We were more trying to possibly find a source of a security leak.
I see. Did you find it?
No. This is definitely not what I intended, and I apologize.
Wow. I suppose that's all right. I appreciate an inquisitive mind.
Yeah.
See if Thien's interested in becoming part of our...
Well, since I am here, would you be interested in supporting Arathis's proposal? We can send you a copy, I'm sure.
Oh, you know what? It's almost time for dinner, and I need to get off.
Okay. Would it be some better time to talk, perhaps?
Maybe in a couple of days. There's just a lot going on right now.
Fair enough. Fair. Yeah, I'll try again, I suppose. We may come by. We'll be in touch.
Fine.
Right. Well, thank you, and you have a good day.
You as well.
Randus Duthane, cold collar to the gods.
Have you heard of Players Club?
Telemarketing the great beyond.
So, Randus.
Yeah?
What happened?
I got Thien, apparently.
Awesome. So, it sounds like we're going to go see him?
Her.
Her?
Yeah, eventually. Well, I guess. She said that she really wasn't available for a couple days.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to let the others know.
Yeah, we'll let them know.
Did she sound excited about this proposal and keeping the universe from falling apart?
Not so much. Really didn't have an opportunity to get into it. She seemed a little put off by me being on her frequency.
How did you get onto her frequency?
She's on a do not call list.
Just, I guess, dumb luck.
Do you have that frequency locked in just in case?
I got it noted.
Okay. Well, we should go tell the others.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. As we're going back downstairs, is Saloth still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Saloth, excuse me.
Yes?
What do you know about those buildings and the building down there by that pond? Do you know what they're being used for or who might be down there?
I don't think they're being used for anything. We checked them out when we first arrived on the island, and they seem empty.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Continue on our way. Back towards the barracks, I guess.
All right. Go ahead.
Nope. I was going to say, Randus, at some point, I think maybe we should still check out those buildings.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay.
So, meanwhile, at the barracks, what are you guys talking about?
All right, so our next two gods are
Gamma and Obregon.
Yeah, Gamma and Obregon. Gamma and Olredon, yeah.
Olredon, sorry.
Uh, Gamma, we're just going to kind of... What is our plan with Gamma exactly?
Something gambling.
Yeah, right. Go in, get the lay of the land, see what we might be able to use to bribe or gamble or in some way pique his interests.
Do we have 100% certainty of where the Toad's Boardwalk is located?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I say Pixo has managed to locate all 14 of the islands. Is that how many of the gods there were?
I mean, we're going to want something that he wants. We're going to try to figure out what that is. But he's a hoarder and a glutton, so bribing seems like probably the best avenue.
Do we have anything specifically meaningful to a glutton or a hoarder that we are actually able to or willing to part with?
We have maybe not a hoarder or a glutton, but something meaningful to a gambler.
How so?
Access to an exclusive gambling club?
Yeah. Would you be able to give him access to that without Asmodeus?
Yes, I'm on that tier. I could give you access if you wanted.
Would giving a god access to that cause any ripples down the line? I suppose there are already gods involved, aren't there?
Yeah, there's at least... Guy?
Huh, what?
How many gods are involved with the alley right now?
Right now, it's just Asmodeus. There are several lower tier entities. I don't know if you want to call them gods or not. If we count those guys, then there's a couple hundred.
Hey, guy, also are you Lord like a scrying beacon for Asmodeus?
Am I a scrying beacon for Asmodeus? No.
As my patron, how much information can Asmodeus get from me without asking?
Without asking you?
Yeah.
Through the game? He can get your stats mostly.
But he can't get his physical location?
No. Not unless he's at the alley.
He can't view what he sees or hear what he hears?
I mean, not through the Kobold Alley.
Why is it called Kobold Alley? Are there kobolds involved?
I'm not sure why, but it was most likely given a name that would prevent people from asking about it.
Because it just sounds like a place you don't want to go?
Mm-hmm.
So your plan is to offer Gamma entry into the games?
Yeah, I can sponsor him into the games.
Is that our primary?
That sounds pretty good.
Is that going to be our primary token, for lack of a better word?
I think that's my best bargaining chip right now.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, if he's got his eye on some other shiny thing that he wants us to go get for him, we could also possibly...
Yeah.
Mm, I should
lease our services. Yeah.
The ever popular fetch quest is always easy.
And which there are almost no consequences ever.
Then Ulridan. What might we offer him?
We're offering him the challenge of making a sword for the Bronze Prince.
Yeah, the Ulridan's offer was a relatively easy one. He likes the challenge of making weapons for suitable entities. And we found a presumably suitable entity.
So the issue with Gamma is that we actually want two things from him. We want his sign off and we want Rafaga's head. Did we know for sure if it was Gamma who has it or just that it's on the island or the boardwalk?
Yeah. You do not know that it is Gamma that has it. You just know where that it's there and where to start looking.
Fair enough. So yeah, we don't know for sure that he's got it, but we, so it's kind of, we'll have, I think, some interesting adventures searching for it on the island, and which might eventually lead us to Gamma, and might lead us to some other agent that might help. Is, you have like a set number of those invites you can dole out?
Guy?
Hmm? Well, no. But I wouldn't do more than two or three. That would, you know, it, like, it's sort of overstepping your, the good faith of the tournament if you just give them to like 50 people. Oh, plus anybody that you suggest reflects on you.
I'm assuming someone who has the head of a god seems like a potent.
Could be a potent entity. Person, but not necessarily a gambler worth their salt.
We'll have to see how they got a hold of it.
Given that the gods have been sleeping, it may have been a simple walk in, slice it off, walk out situation.
Yeah, I would love to know how this head wound up missing, but perhaps we'll find out then.
Randa Zanorim can be here.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi.
Oh, you'll never guess what happened.
What happened?
Yeah.
Did
I don't feel like
Randis it's... break something?
Like, no.
Major again?
No, but it was major.
Did you find something important?
I would say probably. I maybe kind of accidentally got in touch with Thien.
How'd you manage that?
Oh, you know, I was just searching for any possible out-of-place magical resonances on the island, and I guess I managed to get her private channel.
Wait, so she's got a magical channel that goes to the island?
I'm guessing it's pretty much widely available, if you know how to contact it.
Does that mean, is that a thing for all gods, or is it just because she's a knowledge?
That's a good question.
Magical knowledge.
I'm guessing it's probably just something with her being a magical frequency.
Well, they have that to communicate something to somehow.
Look into, though.
Maybe.
If you can tune into one god's frequency, then if other gods have their own.
Does the, Rodrigo, does the southern continent have telegraphs?
It does have something kind of like telegraphs, in which they bind like a little spark spirit to a wire and send them with a message.
Cool. What would that be called?
Spark message.
Oh, like a spark message network?
I suppose. What now?
You know, where you like get a little spark spirit and you send it to someone and then you go pick up the message from a depot?
We're not familiar with that, but...
So you do have that in the central continent. In the Ket has actually dealt with something like that, but they use sendings to specific people. So Ket does get kind of what she's saying.
So it's like the sending system, it's how we communicated in the field offices while I was on the force.
Hmm.
Huh. I suppose.
So getting back to Thien, what did you say to her?
Basically I apologized for accidentally stumbling into her frequency and basically asked if she'd be interested in joining Arathis's proposal. She seemed to brush it off pretty quickly. Didn't really seem to be too, or really have the time to talk about it, and said She might be available in a couple days.
Hmm.
Well, I think we know what number three is on our list of gods.
Sounds not bad.
Yeah.
The Sage's Rectory it is.
Oh, you should make some anti-poison items.
Oh, I can look into that. Might not be a bad idea.
Oh, and if you have, I don't know, any type of, like, alchemical stuff that, like, makes it harder to get drunk or makes alcohol into water or things like that, that might be useful considering the general party atmosphere that I'm guessing we're going to find there.
See what I can come up with.
We've got a couple of ideas to, or we've got two goals on the proposed boardwalk that may or may not align. We know what we're going to offer Gamma.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to find Rafaga's head, which if we do, I think Rafaga's our goal after Athene.
Yep.
And if we can't get a hold of her head, then
I think we may have to blow up that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, we'll know a lot more when we figure out where the head is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we saw some abandoned buildings that that we are told that are abandoned, but might be worth just checking out.
Oh, sure.
Why?
Why not? If I was going to be sneaking around, I'm not going to be staying in the barracks with you guys.
So cool. Any empty building is naturally suspicious?
Salath said... I'm assuming Salath's checked everything out.
That's what he said when they first got here.
Well, I suppose there are worse ways to spend our time. Is there any reason you would think that something might be in there?
We were attacked by ninjas.
In a completely different realm, on a completely different mission.
It's good to just be sure your home base is safe.
I suppose.
If it's nothing, it's nothing. If it's something, well, then we'll be really glad we checked.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
In a worst-case scenario, I suppose it does give us a way to at least verify Salath's truthfulness.
There you go. I think we'll break right there. Thanks so much for checking us out this week, everyone. Remember, if you have questions, podcast@majorspoilers.com. Don't forget to give us some reviews over at iTunes. And check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/majorspoilers. That's the only way we're able to keep this show going, through fine support from people like you. And hey, maybe you want to hear next week's episode early. That's definitely one of the perks that you get when you become a patron at patreon.com/majorspoilers. So until next time, for Brian and Sam and Rob and Matthew and Rodrigo and myself, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.